Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have a wonderfully full studio. I'm joined by Tom Jacobson, Susan McGee, Carol Hughes, and Rachel Fox, all here to talk about, I believe, is the 41st annual?
42nd
annual Julie Hughes Triathlon. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, 42nd annual triathlon. And we were talking before we came in, that is a lot of years to have a triathlon running. And for some who may be new to town and may not recognize the name Julie Hughes, where did this triathlon come about? Who was Julie? Why are we having this sporting event in her honor?
Well, if you'd like to get to that, thanks. I could read the little memorial that we have right before we start the race off, and I think this will give us the details. So let's remember, this is the Julie Hughes Triathlon. We are competing in remembrance of her and all the others taken too soon, especially by cancer. Julie was an enthusiastic young lady, very athletic. She swam for the Baranoff Barracudas swim team. Her dream was to compete in a triathlon, but we did not have a triathlon here then, so she never had a chance to live that dream. After her passing, her swim coach, Zuha Tokman, and her parents, Bill and Carol, started this triathlon in 1985 so we could compete in her name. And then, depending on the weather, I go on with this. You'll notice the good weather today. That's not by chance. Julie sends it down to us if we have been diligent in our training and have not slacked off. Let's honor her gift to us with a strong and safe competition today. Now, it's traditional that in remembrance of Julie and all the others that have passed too soon, we have a moment of silence. Then, of course, we have our moment of silence, and then let the games begin.
I like that.
So that's how we start.
So I imagine, though, like if there's a couple, I'm imagining a clear day and a couple stray drops of rain falling on people and then feeling a little attacked of like, Julie, I'm sorry. You know, I should have done maybe a couple more training runs. Amazing. So this was something that has been set up for to kind of make a dream come true that wasn't able to happen for Julie, but has since been happening 42 years in a row. And we were speaking before we came on air, this may be now the longest running triathlon here in Alaska?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was the very first, as far as I know. I think Suha was very, very proud to be able to be the founder of the triathlon. So, yeah. And we had to adjust it for Sitka. So the triathlon, events of the triathlon are traditionally a run, a bike, a swim. Mm-hmm. And this is how we do it for our community.
So it's reversed just because of where it lands in the season. It's obviously pretty cold. Mm-hmm. And so we don't really have the opportunity to swim in the ocean. So we decided to put the swim last. That way we can spread out just participants and it's not overly crowded in the pool and it's safe for everyone, fun for everybody. So that's why we do it that way.
Absolutely. So it's a custom fit triathlon for Sitka.
Oh yeah.
So beyond just the order of operations that happens for this triathlon, where does it fit in the kind of distances for each leg of this? We have everything from a sprint triathlon to an Ironman. Where are we in that mix?
Right. I would say we're a little bit longer than a sprint triathlon. Our distances, I'd say, like, are almost Olympic length. They're just a little bit shorter. So we're kind of in between an Olympic length and a sprint triathlon.
Okay.
Yeah. So for adults, it's a 5-mile run, 14-mile bike, and then a 1,000-yard swim. And then for kids, it's a 1.5-mile run, a 6-mile bike, and then a 500-yard swim.
Awesome. So there's two different, there's the kids triathlon and the adult triathlon.
Mm-hmm, correct, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So for kiddos, what's the age bracket for that, for this entry-level triathlon?
So that will be for 12 and under. And then so anyone 13 and above will be considered an adult and do the adult length.
Amazing. So this is also a fun triathlon in that this is not something to be done on your lonesome. It's not you struggling against the rest of the masses out to compete. This is something that is done cooperatively as well. I think pretty famously, it feels like there's always teams of people that are competing. How does that work? Has that been something that's been happening since the start of this triathlon, that people have been competing as teams, or do you feel like this has been a more recent development that people want to participate and figure, why don't we divide and conquer?
I would say teams have been around since the very beginning, because it makes it really easy for everyone to be able to participate no matter what level you are. You can wake up the day before and say, let's put a team together and do this triathlon, because it's not so strenuous. It's really been made for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun having the teams. You have kids, adult teams, you have corporate teams, all women's teams, all men's teams. And sometimes it gets a little competitive with the teams, but all in all, it's just super fun. So we just encourage everyone to come out, have a great day, have fun, and enjoy yourself. And it that's what it's about. It's a community event. And mm-hmm. that's, if you're not a hardcore triathlon, you can't do it all, you can usually pull together a swimmer, a biker, or a runner together and make this event.
And like we were saying, this is more a community celebration event than necessarily crowning a winner. I mean, if you're collecting first place trophies, you can still do that, but it's not the main goal.
Yes, we do give out trophies and we do give out ribbons and medals and stuff like that. But yeah, the most important thing is pulling the community together. And I think we talked earlier about starting off summer. This has mm-hmm. been a long winter, and what a better way mm-hmm. to start the summer, put the winter behind us, and have some fun and get outside.
Yeah, I'm still I'm still a little surprised, honestly, that all the snow actually did melt. It felt like it was going to be our lives forever. But yeah, we have that to celebrate, that the herring have come. We've got, you know, the whales back feeding. The sunlight's getting longer and warmer. So might as well go out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do. Mm-hmm. So for this, the triathlon, it's coming up May 16th. Mm-hmm. How does one join in? How do we get to be a part of the Julie Hughes Triathlon?
So you can register online now at juliehughestri.com. So registration's open. Or you can come the day before on May 15th at Blatchley Middle School. We're having in-person registration from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. Mm-hmm. And is there a registration fee to be a part of it?
There is. So for adults, 13 and up, it's $40 a person. And then 12 and under, it's $20. And then if you're doing a relay, it's going to be $40 per participant.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And so for the money that is part of the registration fee, is that going to support anything? Or is that just to help cover all the logistics of what makes this all happen?
So the money is used a couple different ways, and I'll talk about one of the ways is the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society. The money is donated, part of it, to that group. And what that does is it provides mini grants for local Sitkans who are going through cancer. Mm-hmm. And it can help anyway. The money is not defined to be used. It's just mainly there to help people. So it does go right back into the community mm-hmm. to help those individuals who might be struggling or just need a little extra something. So again, that money goes to the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So have that money going into that as well. And then I know, Rachel, you are also part of the Barracudas mm-hmm. swim team. So just to have that representation as well, to kind of fun to have that since Julie was a part of the swim team as well.
She was.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So, goodness. So we still have some time for folks to get registration happening, to rally their friends, maybe start some training now. You say, like, Sarah, you were able, or Susan, excuse me, you're able to say that some folks can just roll out of bed and make this happen. You have a baseline athleticism beyond me. I might have to do some training to make that happen, but we still have time.
I think my mom's head.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say this. It's just kind of neat. And the first couple years that it was starting, there was a person in town that everybody would recognize, but would arrive at our house about 8 o'clock at night and say, "Hey, Bill, I want to do the triathlon." So if you can make up your mind the night before, there's a place for you. Come by and do the triathlon.
Oh my goodness! I'm just knocking on the door on the porch. Hey, yep, I'm going to do it. All right. So if you can rally your spirits, even the night before, you can make it happen. And yeah, especially when you gather your friends in to do it as well. Well, excellent. So, and before we went on air, we're also mentioning that even if, okay, maybe actually participating might be a little beyond you for this year, you can still be a part of it in the form of a volunteer, just to make sure that this all happens in a safe manner as well. So what kind of volunteer positions are we looking for?
Well, Aaron, I'm sitting here with two full sheets of names and tasks that need to be performed for for the Julie Hughes Triathlon. And there's all sorts of tasks that you don't have to be an athlete to do it. And so, you know, it kind of speaks to the fact that we've been going for 42 years here consecutively. And each year it takes a whole bunch of people to put this on, which means to me that, you know, we Sitkins have a feeling for people that are going through cancer or any other thing that has taken some of our Sitkins too early. Mm-hmm. And so 42 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So anyway, that folks that, yeah, maybe not in it to win it, in it to run it, there's definitely ways that they can show support and be a part of the triathlon in a supportive role. And he's saying not anything no technical training required, just show up with enthusiasm and we can make that work.
Absolutely. If you can put on one of those yellow vests and help us out, you're in.
Excellent. Oh, I mean, I personally love wearing those yellow vests. I just feel, you feel flashy, you feel important, and you get to do that if you help volunteer with the Julie Hughes Triathlon. So if folks are interested in volunteering, same way to sign up to volunteer, could they show up on May 15th, 6 to 7 p.m. at Blatchley to, I guess, register to volunteer instead of register to participate?
Yeah, so if folks want to show up on May 15th and get assigned a job, that works great too. If you want to plan it out a little farther in advance, you can contact me at rachelfox0313@gmail.com, and I'll help point you in the right direction there, and then we can get you settled and give you a task to do. I'm a planner, so it's hard for me to show up the day before.
Fair enough. Yeah, just lower that stress level. Perfect. Yeah. All right, well, we're out of time this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning to give us a little history behind the Julie Hughes Triathlon, a mainstay here in Sitka for the last 42 years. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys out on the track, and I hope you have lots of runners, swimmers, and bikers celebrating Julie Hughes this May 16th. Again, registration is online, juliehughestriathlon.com, or you can show up in person May 15th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Blatchley Middle School. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.